the radio blackout would last only an hour. Then they would emerge from Jupiter's eclipsing screen and could resume contact with the human race. That hour, however, would be one of the longest of their lives. Despite their relative youth, Poole and Bowman were veterans of a dozen space voyages, but now they felt like novices. They were attempting something for the first time. Never before had any ship traveled at such speeds or braved so intense a gravitational field. The slightest error in navigation at this critical point, and Discovery would go speeding on toward the far limits of the solar system, beyond any hope of rescue.